your chips on fire.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, what do we do with chips? No, we don't put a hose on chips, do we? What do we do?
No, fire the water.
No, he doesn't use water. What does he use?
Fires.
A fire?
Blanket.
Fire blanket, that's right. Yes, you don't put hot water onto chip pans with hot fat, do you?
No.
Otherwise the water makes the fat splash up and it would burn you. Have you lost your hose?
No, not. Hold on. Look. Oh, someone has it.
Yes, it's your train from your train set. You were playing with that earlier on, weren't you?
It's somebody's.
It's somebody's? I think it's yours, Thomas.
Fireman Sam.
Oh, sorry, Fireman Sam. I think it's Fireman Sam's train set. Are you going to play with the trains or shall we move the box?
Oh, no. Yeah. Only play your mistress toy.
Do you? Well, shall we put the train set away in that case? No, you don't throw them like that, Thomas. The box is there. Don't be lazy. Come on, let's put the bridges away.
Everything's alright.
Excuse me.
No, everything's alright.
Everything is not alright, you cheeky monkey. Everything is not alright because Mummy's not happy that you are getting something else out before you put something else away.
Hello.
Come on, let's put the bridges away. Anyway, Demetra hasn't given you permission to use her toys. You'll have to ask her nicely.
I have a mission that I know in your toys. Upload those ones. Okay. It's water gates. I don't know, Pepper Boy. A James Mitchell and a Fred and Leonard and a Smash.
You're talking about roller skates in the newspaper boy that didn't get the rest of it.
Jump up and like that.
Well, I think really we're just supposed to be asking.
Smash in the golden corner, got on town. And a proud and golden corner. Smash in the window, very scrappy.
Very scrappy? Something about a Coca-Cola bottle smashing a window and Bella's coffee. But really, Thomas, all you were supposed to be saying was, Demetra, please may I play with your toys?
I felt a bash in the Amber's cafe. Thank you, living bit show, Sophie, I'm home. I felt a little, Jill and Becky, I'm man.
Jill and Becky and Mum. Well, we've been out this morning with Joe and Becky, haven't we?
A man.
No, Joe's husband's called Tony. Becky's father's called Tony. You always call him man, don't you? Joe, Becky and man.
Joe, little man and Tony. And a part of the world, heavy hitted. And Phil, it's then Tony, and hitted. And proud of Tony, and hitted. And proud of Tony, and convention. Back in the fire gods and head and a big toy and something like that and keep playing game 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and fish.
Oh, Thomas, your mind is working overtime. The last bit was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, no.
It was. Once I caught a fish alive, I picked that bit up.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7. My fingers are buttons, and the willies are buttons and willies.
Buttons and willies? Your fingers are buttons?
Oh no!
No?
No, not got any buttons. Yes, combination, and the proud birthday for hats, and the proud Malikus, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 later, and a bit later. You're and Betty, your mummy, and my tummy, Lamar.
I feel thoroughly exhausted after all that story, Thomas, and I really don't know what you're talking about, do
you? Proud of creation, my brother, now that's really jumpy. Okay, this year, Simon, wake up. City Bus, and Minibus. An animal and fire engine.
A minibus, an ambulance and a fire engine?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cars.
Cars. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What's the most like a swimming, like a sunny, like a sail, like a snake? Okay, next me. Big bear and lion, rah!
Big bear and lion, rah! We were talking before about rubbish then. He says, like a sausage, like a snake, like a...
Like a baby.
Like a baby, like a silly billy.
One, two, three, four fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4 fingers. Well, this morning at toddler group we sang 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish in my... You're finally sounding silly, aren't you? Tell Rachel what you've done today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers. That's very good, Thomas.
1, 2, 3, when it's a button, don't we wait? And count, combination, minibus, and find your anonymous.
Leave
that alone. And that was on. Press the button that makes the telephone. I'm still in your bed.
You're pressing the buttons on Demetra's telephone?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
It was on the G up. Yeah, of course. Send down the telephone.
Hello?
This is Tommy Sam, and put a finger like a signal. Like a boy, tutup.
Tommy Sam puts his finger up like a signal?
Yes.
Oh.
Like that? Go down, up, and like a train goes. And down, convention, and ringing, and letting on the straw, and all things, and next go,
Are you dancing? You are being a silly
billy.
Getting silly and getting Demetra's come to see you. She doesn't want to see all this. You know what you told Demetra about when you saw her on Saturday in the park?
I didn't mean for Buggins.
No. Oh, excuse me. Put it back, please. Bye, go on. Thomas. No, you're being silly. You're going to get
hurt. I've been just been mean.
What? Tell Demetra about it. Just been mean yesterday. What happened?
One just mean. Jumped out of the cab. When I drove up.
What happened?
My food in the room there. I don't know.
What happened? The dustbin lorry was parked outside and the driver jumped out of his cab and ran round the side of the dustbin lorry to help the other man pick up the rubbish. The man at the back of the dustbin cart also ran round the side to pick up the rubbish. And what happened? They collided and fell over in the road, didn't they? Well, they didn't quite, but they nearly did.
And they crashed into one another.
They crashed into one another, yes. It's quite
funny. I love.
Well, you still haven't asked Demetra if you can play with her toys, have you?
No.
Well, don't you think you should?
Dolly, yeah!
Excuse me, don't you think you should before you start going to people's boxes?
Dolly, yeah!
Oh, don't pick her up by her hair. Poor Dolly. What are you going to call the Dolly? I think we'll... difficult to move these transfers as well because you're going to damage them. Let's just move these stickers. You can perhaps play with Demetra on the nose later on, anyway.
Poor Lolly.
No.
Poor Lolly.
Poor Dolly.
What happened to her?
But she lived in the bed of cafe.
She did?
Pardon?
Quiet.
Is it quiet?
It's quiet in here. It is now. You sat there, yes. It's rather pleasant.
Can you hear anything?
No.
No sounds at all?
No. Surprise.
Surprise.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Run away! Run away!
Are you running away?
Yes, and someone's coming. Run quickly!
Somebody's coming very quickly.
Running the house.
Where's Thomas gone?
Hello.
Oh, isn't it looking quiet now when he's not here?
I think so.
I miss him when he's not here, but it's very nice.
There's a crocodile.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Where? Somewhere around here.
Good.
I was just about to come with his big stick to see what was around there.
Just around there.
Have you seen a crocodile, Demetra?
I haven't, no. But I heard something moving behind the chair there.
Crocodile.
Be careful. Be careful,
well,
Jean.
I'll put this stick round first and just see if anything grabs it. It's a crocodile. You sang a song about crocodiles this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shall we show Demetra what you made in activity time?
The train and the car.
But listen, if we show Demetra, you've got to be very careful with it because you've made it for Grandma, haven't you?
It's lovely. I don't need to show Demetra.
Oh, please, it's lovely.
Well, only the big crocodile, your fingers.
Oh, well, can I show it to Demetra just before we carry on being a crocodile?
No.
Oh, alright.
It's the first
yet. Are you going to show me later, though?
Yeah.
Thomas made it very nice. Well, it's a cross between a spaceship and a train, isn't it?
And a car.
And a car?
Yes. You'll sit there, Mummy.
You want me to sit there?
Yes.
I'm frightened of going to sleep. That's why I was walking around. I don't think I'm going to sleep with a crocodile on my knee. Oh, this is a nice crocodile. I think Demetra will be very proud of you when I tell her what's happened this week.
Oh my God, and my cornflakes.
We forgot the cornflakes in Tesco. But that's not really why Demetra's going to be proud of you, is it? The other day, Thomas had 3 pussycats to look after.
You did?
One was Jess, Postman Pat's cat, black and white cat. The other was Purdy's little kitten. Well, the other two were both Purdy's little soft toys, weren't they? Ginger and Gingles. And Thomas fed them and gave them water and brushed them and played with them and put them to sleep.
Did you, Thomas?
And he really looked after them, and so I said if he treated Purdy as nicely, we'd give him some stars. And when he got 7 stars on a piece
unless
of paper...
Unless it's not collecting free!
Yes, when you got 7 stars on the piece of paper every day, you had a little treat, didn't you? And you had jelly babies one day, went for a walk another day, and Daddy gave you his old mobile phone, didn't he, as a treat the other day? And since we started that, you've been as good as gold to Purdy, haven't you?
Where's my telephone?
Just round here. Only once have we heard Thomas squeal at Purdy in nearly a week.
Have you got a telephone?
You sure, Demetra, how that works? That's yours now, isn't it?
You're holding the crocodile.
And so he's been a really, really good boy to Purdy.
Crocodile.
Oh, you've been a good crocodile to Purdy, have you? Mm. And she's appreciated it, hasn't she? Mm. Yes, in the morning he gets up and he goes to see how she is. He strokes her, gives her a kiss.
And tug her!
You don't tug her. Oh, hug her! But he said tug her, hug her. Give her a hug.
And the clover!
Pardon?
The clover.
Big hug.
Look over!
Thomas, I can't.
Look over!
Am I stroking the crocodile's bottom?
So I hear the crocodile has been very, very nice.
Yes.
Thomas, that's beautiful.
Yes.
The way you treat Purdy.
It is. So.
And her kittens.
Yes. He was such a good boy.
Crocodile moved.
Crocodile's moved? Mm. Is the crocodile going to make a phone call? Hello, crocodile. Oh, that's nice. Are you going to go to sleep now? Did you wear yourself out?
Yeah.
Be gentle with those. If you want to play with them, you have to go ask Demetra.
Is this mine?
Pardon?
Is this mine?
No, it's Demetra's. I'm sure you can play with it. You must.
You can play with it now. Yes, of course.
What's it mean?
The stickers, one of the blue stickers. I think this is under each other's name. I tell you it. Mm-hmm. You can make a nice scene, can't you?
This is the scene.
Make a scene. Yes, it was making a scene, wasn't it? A different sort of scene. Making a picture. There you are. We should have to do that with Dimitra.
Just lying on the grass.
You're lying on the grass, are you? Mm. Well, I'm going to have a go at this. Oh. Do you know who this reminds me of? Isabel.
Does Isabel like things like that?
Isabel loves Winnie the Pooh. Mm. And Eeyore goes everywhere with her, doesn't he? Eeyore. We've seen Isabel this morning, haven't we?
Ooh.
Where did we see Isabel?
The playgroup.
Playgroup. You were both playing with the garage, weren't you?
You seem tired, Thomas.
Crocodile.
I'm sorry.
I moved.
Oh, the crocodile's moving. I wonder what he's going to do now. I'm a little bit scared. What is the crocodile going to do?
Snap at the crocodile. Oh, dear me. Well, I'm having a nice time. Yeah.
Would you like to go and have a look at what your mummy is making? Where's the crocodile going?
Mummy heard something.
You heard something?
Mummy heard something.
Mummy heard something, yes. I think it might be a crocodile. Actually, Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore are in the woods, look.
Oh, look.
They're probably looking for crocodiles.
Yes, Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh are looking for the crocodile. Look there, in the woods.
And here's Tigger. Tigger's bouncing along after Eeyore, looking for crocodiles. Oh! There is a crocodile!
Help, help!
You can't go to sleep now. Can you? Hmm? Which one's Tigger?
That one's Tigger.
And which one's Eeyore?
There.
Where's Honey? I mean, Winnie. Yes, that's the honey. Winnie the Pooh likes honey. What did you eat when you were at Grandma's house?
The chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse? What about those honey honey nut loops or whatever they're called, cereals.
Piglet.
You'd like to get the piglet? Just be careful because this isn't ours. There you are. Right, you pull it off very gently. That's piglet, isn't it?
Piglet's bottom.
Where's piglet sitting?
There.
Oh, look, there's a tunnel. That's a tree trunk, it's hollowed out. Do you think piglet's going to go inside?
See any crocodiles?
There might be crocodiles inside, that's true. Tell you what.
Hello? A butterfly!
A butterfly, shall we see? If one of the butterflies wants to fly very quickly through the tunnel.
No,
no crocodiles there. The butterfly's gone in one end of the trunk and out the other.
Slice in, stay there on the branch.
The butterfly's got to stay there on the branch. Looks like we've got a bee attached to that butterfly. Yes, I would imagine that bee. Oh, look where it's landed. On Winnie's nose.
And the buzzer bee.
I think the bee was hovering around the honey and then next thing we knew it went on Winnie's nose.
And the crocodile though, they're moving.
Crocodile, whoops, Daisy. Crocodile could smack my nose, couldn't it?
See something.
What can the crocodile see?
A big ring.
A big ring?
Yeah.
All right. Going to put that on your finger?
The crocodile's finger.
On the big crocodile's finger, with a nice blue ring. That's you, isn't
it? Get back in the jungle.
Crocodile's going in the jungle?
In the jungle. In the jungle.
Wearing a ring?
Yes. It's quiet in here. So we're going to cry. I'm crying.
You're crying?
No, nobody's crying.
Nobody's crying.
What is in here? Oh! What's that?
What's what?
Hold on. Let's trace it.
I just saw a little hand.
I can't see anything.
I can see anything either now.
Do you think the crocodile's gone to sleep?
I think he has actually.
I didn't think crocodiles went to sleep during the day.
No. I thought they stayed in the water.
Yes, I thought they did.
In the sun. It's very, very quiet. I'm getting a bit scared. I think the crocodile is going to surprise us.
I think so.
Nice fur. Yes. It was.
Oh, thank you.
This is a good crocodile.
Thank you, crocodile. You're very, very kind. What did he say?
Thank you,
Dimitri. Thomas, is your crocodile in the box there?
No, the crocodile here. Coming out of the water.
Crocodile's coming out of the water?
Yeah.
Hello, crocodile. How are you?
Good, Thomas.
Crocodile Thomas.
I'm going to see
sunshine. Oh, yes,
that's
nice. Gosh, that's very bright. Is it sunshine, did you say?
Yes, it is.
Gosh, what do you think that belongs to?
Mr. Ryan.
Sister Ryan? I think it's Demetrius. Is it a big sun shining in the sky?
No, it's a real one. It's not a It's not a real one, it's a toy one.
It's not a real one, it's a toy one, is it?
Hmm?
A toy sunshine. It's very shiny and bright. It's not round like the sun, is it?
No.
It reminds me, do you remember we saw the sun rays?
Yeah.
On Sunday when we were coming home in the car?
Yeah.
We saw the rays of the sun.
Yeah.
And they looked like that, didn't they?
Yes.
What are you doing behind there, Thomas?
Being a crocodile.
Being a crocodile behind
there. This thing's something. Out of the woods, out of the crocodile, out of the water.
Is there something out of the water?
This is my post bag. This is like post baggies and post boxes.
Hello, postman.
Crocodile.
Are you a postman crocodile or just a simple crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A real crocodile.
A real?
Real crocodile. A crocodile.
You look like a barber now.
You're a barber?
No.
A postman and a crocodile all together.
A postman.
You're a postman.
Hello.
Hello.
Postman. Postman Ray.
Postman Ray?
Yeah.
We've not seen Postman Ray for a long time, have we?
No.
What's our postman called?
Postman Tony.
Postman Tony. Good boy, that's Tony. We didn't see him this morning, did we?
No.
But we know he's been because he left some letters, didn't he?
What letters?
Well, there were two letters for Mummy this morning. In fact, there was one for Mummy and one for Daddy.
Mummy's letters are mine.
You want your letters? You need yours, do you?
Can you post that one, Mummy? Let's put a little hand that I post them.
Mine. Would you like me to post it?
Not ready.
You're not ready yet. Yes, you're ready now. We have actually got to go out later and it's raining.
You are.
We've got some cards to post, haven't we? Let's do that. There we are. I've posted my letter.
Post my letter. Okay, dead.
Who are you talking to on the telephone?
Auntie Mabel and Pippin.
Auntie Mabel and Pippin?
The chips are down.
Oh, not again. What if my chips are on fire?
No, Auntie Mabel's chips are on fire.
Well, if Auntie Mabel's chips are on fire, do you not think somebody should be coming to put them out?
Fireman and Sam.
Fireman and Sam, yes. But you're a postman now, aren't you?
Postman Pat's walking today.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not riding around in his van?
No. Walking on his own.
Is he walking on his own? The exercise is good for him.
Put his sack on the road. May you let it out, Mika?
Who was Postman Pat calling then? Who is he ringing?
Not anybody.
Oh.
He's pressing the buttons.
He was just pressing the buttons, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Was he checking to see if he had any messages? Thomas?
What
do I say? I said. Was Postman Pat just checking his messages?
Yeah.
Right.
I want to make you a little.
Oh, thank you. A letter for me.
Mm. Is that post sack very heavy, Postman Pat?
No, it's sicker I'm
carrying. Oh, it's a Thomas. It's a post bag, not a rubbish bag. Shall we get the post box out so you can post more letters?
Back in the back of the lorry.
You're throwing it back in the back of the lorry, are you?
Mm.
be better just to take it round and gently put it down, wouldn't it? Is that it?
Gone.
Are you not posting anymore?
Yeah.
Who's that from?
A fog vampire. I just realised my dog.
What about the Aspen Laura Mug?
There's a letter later.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. You know what it is? It's an invitation to a party. I think Postman Pat's having a party, and he's invited me.
I don't know, Mum, to sleep.
Oops. Are you tired, Dustbin Man? Okay, night-night, Dustbin Man.
Is the Dustbin Man snoring?
Well, I guess it was a very tiring day at work. Lots of rubbish bags all lined up in the street. Heavy ones. Were they really heavy, Dustbin Man?
Yeah. Really ones.
Pardon?
Really dustbin bags.
Really dustbin bags. Do you mean really heavy?
Big huge dustbin bags, Dimitri.
Big huge dustbin bags, Dimitri.
Oh, and you lifted them all up into the dustbin lorry?
Yeah. Big huge green one.
Oh gosh.
All on your own?
Well, no wonder you're tired then.
Boom and wake up and it's jumped out of the lorry.
The dustbin man's won't get from the jumped out of your lorry.
Yeah. It's checking under his lorry.
He's checking under his lorry, you see. What's he checking for?
Mostly his feet.
I can't see his feet actually, but I would imagine his feet are sticking out if he's checking under his lorry. Oh yes, I can. I wonder who those feet belong to.
The dustbin man.
It's the dustbin man, but I don't know which dustbin man. What's the dustbin man called?
Fred.
He's called Fred?
Yeah.
Is he?
In his lorry.
Yes.
And sit down and lie down in his lorry.
He's having a sit down and lie down in his lorry?
Yeah.
I think if his boss catches him, he'll be in trouble. I don't think he's supposed to go to sleep, do you?
What's that noise?
Oh, I was just having a little look at something.
I think there's something in there that might interest you, Thomas.
It's interested me, I
don't know. Dustbin Man jumped really, really hard. Look, funny helicopter.
Yes, it's a funny helicopter. What else is in the box? Are you going to have a look?
No more helicopters. Funny lady helicopter.
It's nice, isn't it?
Looks like a helicopter. Looks slim.
Is that a budgie?
Looks slim.
I don't know what it is.
Sim?
Slim.
Flying around? Is that the noise it makes?
Yes.
That's a funny noise too, but it's a funny helicopter. So I guess it's bound to make funny noises. So, what have we got here then? Would you like to have a look? Yes. Are you going behind the sofa again?
No, just lowered. Let me see some feet.
Oh, yes, I can see a pair of feet. Oh no! Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see somebody.
It's a dustbin man.
Oh, hello, dustbin man.
Hello, I'm called Dustbin Ray.
Pardon?
Dustbin Ray.
We can't tell.
Have you gone away?
Well, there's been Dustman Thomas.
Dustman Thomas?
Dustman Lee,
maybe? Possibly. Big fancy orange rings this time.
Yes. I've still got the blue one that you gave me before. Nice funny rings.
And I haven't got any rings.
Shall we give one to Mummy?
Yes. If I need some.
What colour?
An orange ring.
That's lovely, thank you very much. Thomas, just be careful on that lid. I'm a little bit frightened you'd tread on this and break it. Shall we put it on top of the green box?
Just there.
We've all got some ring now, haven't we?
Yeah,
I've
got lots of rings.
Yeah.
Oh, Dustman is having a party in his wagon.
Is he?
He's sitting in his place. I've got a music lessons.
He's sitting in Mummy's place and Mummy's going to music lessons?
Yes.
Oh. It's different. Or is he having a party in his lorry? Has he not got a house?
No.
Does he live in the dustbin lorry?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes, I've got a lot of the night.
I don't know what you're saying, Thomas.
Yes, you do, just a very lovely man.
Why don't we put the doll in the back of the bicycle and she can go for a ride? I think you could pick her up nicely.
Yeah.
Can you hold her?
What's she called?
I'm a doctor,
am I? She's a doctor. No, holy baby, a big lady's all up. Sorry.
So, what happened to her?
Someone's smashing the radiator.
She smashed something.
And the radiator on that note just there.
Her nose? Oh, right. Did she fall on the radiator like that? And she hurt her nose?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have a look at that. Let's see. It's not too bad. I think we need to put a bandage on the nose.
Yes.
It's going to be fine. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll put it on, Doctor.
And a bit of cream as well.
Mind it! Skin cream!
What kind of cream?
Skin cream,
yes. To help the skin heal quicker.
Yes. Make her better.
Make her better, that's right.
Doctor's got a funny head, up and down.
The doctor's got a funny head?
Up and down. Stick out, ha! Oops. That's my leg up there.
Yeah. Yes, it is, I think it is. It might not be, we better check with Demetra first.
No, that's my toy there.
Yeah, well, we've got a little Lego car, haven't we? A racing car. And he has a medal that goes on the top, and I think it's like this, but we need to check.
I think it's yours. We
need to check before Demetra goes home, because Demetra might have one the same.
I don't think so. I can't remember having anything like that. I think it's yours.
It's the racing one's trophy, isn't it? It's the medal, it's the cuppy one.
Yes. I don't have a racing man.
I don't think they use racing land.
Have you? Is this the doctor's bag? Perhaps there's something in there that would make the doll better. Shall we
this
have
is a huge, huge blue. This is the blue plaster.
It is a huge blue plaster, isn't it?
Look.
That's a bit too big for her tiny, tiny nose. But maybe this one. Is that your ring?
No.
Yeah.
you on.
Like this. Does that look nice, Thomas?
Yes. You want me, Mummy?
Oh, thank you. This could be a walking stick for her.
Yeah. Hey, what she did?
Look. Yes, I think she's doing much better now.
Walking sticker, walking sticker, walking sticker.
No, put that down. Who's got a walking stick?
On a baby.
Yes, Grandad Bilby hasn't he? Another Bilby as well. They don't wave it in the air though, do they?
No.
Probably would if they were very cross.
The red light's still on.
Yeah, what for?
What for? Because the tape's recording.
No white light.
No white light. You know, that red light means that this little machine is working.
What for?
What for?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. Thomas?
Just a minute. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
To Spin Man.
Where are you going to Spin Man?
Not anywhere. Checking on your table is alright.
You were just checking if it was alright under my table, were you?
Yeah.
And was it alright under my table?
No, it's all squashed like a dead trumpy.
What's it, Daisy? All squashed like a what?
Like a daisy.
Like a daisy? All squashed like a daisy?
Yes.
Well, look, Fred's going out in his car.
No waved at me.
Well, no, he probably didn't see you. I'm sure he would wave if he saw you. Bye-bye, Fred.
Oh, he's not waved.
He didn't see you, darling, did he? And we can't pull the blinds back for people to look in the window because what's happened to the blind?
Window cleaner.
Thomas got terribly excited the other day when the window cleaner came and you wrenched the blind, didn't you? And it's not worked since. The repairman's coming out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Daddy wasn't pleased, was he?
Now? The repairman's coming now.
No, the repairman's not coming now. He's coming on Wednesday. He's coming tomorrow. He's coming tomorrow to see if he can make the blind better.
What for?
Because it's not working at the moment. We can't open it. We can't close it. It just has to sit there.
It's working later.
Well, it'll work later. It'll work tomorrow with any luck.
Be a dustbin man. You'll be a dustbin lady. I'll be a dustbin man.
All right, I'll be a dustbin lady. You'll be a dustbin man. What are we going to do? Go around the park.
What about me?
No, your daughter.
I'm sorry, of course.
I'm sitting at the back of the dustbin lady.
Yes. You're sitting at the back of the dustbin lady. Shall we have one of the parties that you love so much in the back of your van?
Oh, lorry.
Lorry, shall we have a party in the back of the dustbin lorry?
Yes.
Shall we?
Yes.
And what shall we have at the party? Shall we have some...
Some holly crisps.
Some crisps?
Yes, holly crisps.
What sort of crisps?
Holly crisps.
Holly crisps?
Yeah.
We can't have holly crisps. They prickle our throats, wouldn't they? We don't swallow things like that, do we? We don't even swallow holly berries, I can't say.
You like go, I like a lady.
Well, I think my hair really looks delightful now.
Just be nice. Just be... are you in the park now?
You're in the park, Mum?
Yeah. I'm going in your dustbin wagon now.
Yes.
What? I'm having a sticker on.
Are you coming back? What else shall we have at our party? Don't put this in your mouth.
Apples and pears. And skin.
With the skin on?
Yeah.
That's jolly adventurous, isn't it?
And crisps and milk.
Crisps and milk? Shall we have some wine?
A mashed potato!
A mashed potato?
Yes.
Wow, this sounds like a very exciting party.
Very beautiful.
A very huge one.
Yeah.
Are there going to be sausages at this party?
Yeah.
And what about fancy cakes?
Yes.
And little chocolate mini rolls?
Yeah.
And chips?
Yes.
And fish cakes?
Yeah.
And shepherd's pie?
Yeah.
And jelly and trifle and cream?
And jelly babies!
And jelly babies! And what about chocolate buttons?
Jelly buttons, woony woony.
Chocolate buttons, woony woony.
Yes.
Whose birthday party is it, Sue? Not in your mouth, don't put that in your
mouth. It's Holly Berry's birthday today.
It's Holly Berry's birthday today. I think it's Sue, Thomas Henry Sykes' birthday. And how old will you be?
Three.
Have you got an earring in your ear?
Yes, it is.
It is. Show Dimitri your earring.
I've got an earring.
Oops!
I got an earring.
And is Thomas going to have a party?
No, Daddy's party.
Daddy's party? Would you not like a party with all your friends?
No.
Oh, well, good. Oh, lovely. That saves me a job. Who would we invite to your party?
Someone Auntie Val and Daddy Rod.
Auntie Val and Daddy Rod?
Yes, Sonia.
And Sonia.
And Dutch Ringerman.
And him.
In my ear.
Yeah, just be careful, you shouldn't really put things in your ears, should you? Or your mouth. You get stuck and then you'll have to go see the doctor.
That's not the body, I guess I'm just there. Okay.
You can see yourself in the telly.
Yeah. I can feel my nose.
Oh look, there's some people walking past with an umbrella. It's raining.
It's not been a very nice day, has it?
No, it's not. It's horrible. Yuck.
Horrible. Yuck.
It's rainy.
It's horrible. Yuck.
Ugh.
It's more like poo.
Oof. That's very bad.
Oh, I like to snuggle myself.
Snuggle?
Snuggle myself.
Don't put it in your mouth, sweet chocolate. Because if you swallow it, there'll be problems, won't there?
Where's my earring gone?
Where's your earring gone? Where has it gone?
I don't know.
Oh dear, where's it gone?
I don't know.
Has it gone up here? Around here?
No.
Or up here? I bet it's gone under my chair. I think we should use that to have a fish around.
Can I do it?
Yes, you can do it, certainly. Yeah.
Nobody here?
Is anybody there?
No.
Is this an orange ring you're looking for?
Yes.
Can you see it?
No, I can't.
I can, it's there. It's just come out.
Under there.
Where? I'm looking, but I can't see it.
I see ya. There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
There.
It's under there now.
Where?
Under there.
Where? Under there?
No. Under there.
Under here. Has Dimitri got it?
No.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Is it there?
There.
Or is it there?
There.
Or is it in this bag?
No.
Where is it?
See ya.
It's here.
See ya now, Lisa.
Oh! You found it!
Pop! It's the weasel.
Pop, there's the weasel. This is like your farmer's hose, but it's pink. What do you think this is?
A big tutu.
A big tutu? What's a big tutu?
It's the orange ring.
Where's the orange ring, Thomas?
You put that on.
Oh, all right. I'll put this on. Where's the orange ring? I don't know either. Shall we look for it?
Yeah.
Shall we ring Isabel up and see if she knows where it is? Hello, Isabel. Do you know where Thomas's orange ring is? No. No, we haven't looked there. Oh, yes, he's here. Would you like a word with him? Isabel would like a word with him.
Hello. This is my orange ring. Okay, my name is Isabel.
Did Isabel have any ideas as to where it was?
Yeah.
Where did she think it was?
Under the egg.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a look?
This is another one.
Another orange ring. That's not the one we lost though, is it?
This is another one.
It's another one. How many orange rings have we lost, Mr. Chair?
Another one!
Another one? That's three orange rings. How many?
Lots.
Lots.
Where's the orange ring?
Where's the orange ring?
No.
You don't know?
No.
I can see some more rings in there. I can see a blue one, a yellow one, and an orange one. These are very nice, aren't they? This reminds me of a crown, Thomas. Mm. You know, we went to the post box yesterday, and you were looking at it. It has a crown on the post box, doesn't it?
Some more.
Royal Mail, yes.
Some more.
Some lovely things. That looks like a watch strap.
Some more. And some under it.
You're putting those under as well? That looks like a watch strap. That looks like a crown. What does this look like?
More like a butcher.
More like a butcher?
Yeah.
I can give you some funny ears, look. Thomas, oh yes, she could be a reindeer.
Yeah.
And what are these?
I don't know. It's a camera, just a little on my head.
Are these pipes? They're tubes, aren't they? It's a little bit like the day the gas man came to replace the radiators. Remember, he had all those pipes upstairs. Do you remember that, Thomas? Mm. What are these?
A magnum.
It's like a boomerang or a funny banana. Or a sandwich.
I think it's an apple, maybe.
You think it's an apple?
Yeah.
It could be a wedge of apple, I suppose, couldn't it? A slice.
I'm still putting it on there. Look!
Oh, you look like a Teletubby. There you are.
More like Dipsy,
yes. Dipsy has a thing that sticks up, doesn't he? Gosh, no, you see, that's like Dipsy because that's green. That's like Dipsy.
That's Tipsy's head.
That's Tipsy. And Poe is round like that. And Tinky Winky is a triangle. And, oh, Lala's got a funny one. Lala's got a whoop. They've all got different things, haven't they? It'd be better to do it with this. That's Dipsy, straight up. That's Lala, twisty. That's Tinky Winky, a triangle. And Poe is round. Poe's a circle.
You want to be Tinky Winky now?
You want to be Tinky Winky?
Yes.
Aerials, I couldn't think of the right word. Because they've got televisions in their tummy, haven't they, Teletubbies? And in order to make the televisions work, they've got to have aerials on their heads. And Tinky Winkies is a triangle. It's not a terribly good triangle, but you get the gist, don't they? There. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala.
Pum! It's more like Lala,
Dad. Is that more like Lala, the twisty one? We've not seen Tinky Winky's
face. There's no one called Lala.
That's like Lala, isn't it? Yes, if you put a twist in that, that would be excellent, wouldn't it? Mm. That's the colour of Lala. This is the colour of Tinky Winky and this is the colour of Dipsy, but I can't see anything red like Poe. We've got orange, but we haven't got red, have we?
Okay.
Shall we get the Teletubbies? Excuse me, I shall just... Oops, it's all right. Right, there we are. Poe. Tinky Winky.
I need another one.
Dipsy. And let's see if we can make one like Lala's. Look. Here's Lala. Whoops, Daisy.
Hello, Thomas.
I'm too busy.
You're too busy? Yeah. Well, but the Teletubbies have come to see you. They've all come to see you.
I'm getting the rings out.
You're getting the rings out, are you?
Hello, love. I'm doing it out.
You're talking to Lala? You're telling her that you thought the rings were lost?
I'm thinking that they're ringing out now. Okay, bye. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Poop.
You're introducing yourself to them and then saying goodbye. Hello, Poop. Bye-bye.
Let me do a tune.
Want to do a tune?
Yeah.
Oh, the television tummy's nice. I didn't think the voice box was in that one. But Lala's got her back. And her back, hasn't she? What could be in the back of Lala?
Not anything.
Oh, I know. It's an old muslin cloth from when we used to carry drinks around so we could wipe your face.
Before.
I don't think we need that in there. You're going to wake them all up. Let's make a hat for
you. Hello, that's for Christmas.
Yeah, well, look at this. Show Dimitri your nice hat.
Look.
Wow. That's great. Oh, pick it up.
Wait, where's the doll? Where's the doll from? No, don't play that to us. It's going to wear out, isn't it? Where's the doll? We can make a bandage for her, can't we? You said she was poorly before, didn't you? Where's she gone?
Can you see her? Can you there?
Can you see her? Oh, gosh, she's been smothered with a cushion. What was it that was hurting? Was it her arm or her head?
Her nose.
Her nose? Or should we put a bandage on her nose?
What?
Oh, dear. No. Is that a good bandage, Thomas?
Plaster man.
You're going to get a plaster one. She's got a bandage on her nose, but it's a little bit large.
I'm just seeking another plaster.
You're looking for another plaster? Oh, Lala's giving her a lift to the hospital. Look at that.
There's a lot of bringing a fire engine out of the mud.
You're bringing a fire engine out of the mud?
Break that lot of Dimitri's house. What's this tube from, Israel?
Pardon?
Where's this tube come from?
The tube? What's the tube come from?
This is the tube.
I think yes, it is a tube. Oops!
Look! The funny light came on.
It's like... It's shining in my eyes!
Is it yes. Shining in your eyes?
Look! Up! Loud!
Up! It's going again.
Where did it go once?
I think that's it. I don't think it's going to come on again.